This is where I become very strategic in like what I offer, because if they want me to rush and give them sneak peeks, which I absolutely want to anyways, I do want them to pay for that. So in one of my collections, I offer like a 24-hour sneak peek. So the first collection will offer them like, you know, I'm here, I'm photographing it. You know, you'll get all your photos, of course, but when they're ready, they're ready. I still don't make them wait that long because I don't want to do that to them. In the second collection, I do offer it as a 24-hour right away. So with that, I'm able to, you know, come home, I get them really excited about it, and then I offer sneak peeks right after. The other thing I do offer is I have a office here in the Valley, Carmel Valley. If they're coming into town, their destination, they're here for a few days, they just have this really great experience, I'm able to offer them like a next day sneak peek in person. So I'll offer them to come into the office, you know, have some coffee, maybe a mimosa in the morning. It gives me the chance to see them at their most heightened excitement, right? I'm showing them my office, which they're able to build a better bond with me. We are showing them, you know, usually around like 25 images at that point, because I want to really wow them with what I've shot. And then from there, I'm just creating this experience of them to like start talking about the next steps, which is usually the wedding, right?
You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whitaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whitaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whitaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Thanks again to myself for sponsoring my podcast episode. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am joined by Amanda Rose of AGS Photo Art. Amanda Rose started photographing surprise proposals after she noticed a gap in the industry where people wanted to have this magical moment in their lives photographed, but very few photographers were willing to take it on. Adding surprise proposals to her offerings has increased her revenue by over $50,000, and she has made even more by booking their wedding too. Amanda Rose is the owner and lead photographer of AGS Photo Art, located in Carmel, California. She's been in the wedding industry for over 15 years and has photographed weddings from coast to coast. As a hybrid photographer, Amanda provides her clients with both film and digital mediums and has photographed well over 300 weddings during her career. She runs a full-service photography studio, offering her clients a one-of-a-kind custom experience they can truly enjoy. All of her information will be linked in the show notes, the description of this episode. This is actually a replay from a Facebook Live, and I'd love for you to join the Build and Bloom Photography Facebook group. It's kind, encouraging, and inclusive. Totally free to join. Just search up Build and Bloom on Facebook groups. So let's hit the replay.
I am so excited to have my wonderful friend, Amanda Rose, who is a top Carmel based wedding photographer. She shoots both film and digital luxury weddings, as well as proposals. So this is a really interesting topic I haven't seen taught before, just focusing in on how to start booking proposals, how Amanda Rose has increased her revenue last year by 50 grand on proposals alone. We're going to talk about the entire process from, do you actually hide in the bushes? What kind of lenses do you use? Has anyone ever said no during a proposal? And then also, how do you know how to go about like the process of pitching the proposal aspect to clients who are booking you for who are booking you. So Amanda Rose, I'm so happy that you're here. Why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Yeah. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me on this. This is exciting. Fun fact, this is my first Facebook Live. So a little bit about me. I am from Pennsylvania originally, and I live in the Central Coast of California. I've been here for almost 10 years. I'm in the Carmel Big Sur area, and I am a fine art wedding film photographer here. And besides weddings, I do proposals, portraits, and events and all that good jazz. So yeah, I'm excited to be here though. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you. So let's dive right into it. So why did you start offering surprise proposals?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So it's interesting because proposals started happening, I want to say about 3 years ago, where they just started like trickling in like randomly. And I've had like a lot of people, you know, email me and say, oh, I can't find anyone to photograph this. Would you be interested? So I kind of saw that there was like a gap in the industry, and I was like, sure, I'll photograph it. Why not? Right. I was still building my business here, and I wanted, you know, I had time, I have no kids, right. No dog at the time. So I was like, sure, why not? I also really enjoy photographing this type of thing because it helps me kind of connect the dots for people. Like I like to plan for them. So yeah, I just saw that there was a gap in the industry. Nobody wanted to do it. They felt like it was a really high risk of like missing the shot and stuff. So that was one thing. The second thing I noticed was I saw an opportunity to be the first source for people to have a good experience with a photographer, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen like, you know, proposals happening with people's iPhones and like video. And I don't know, I just felt like I could do it so much better, obviously, right? So I was like, why not? I can do this. And so I just thought it was a good opportunity. And if you think about it, if you've ever proposed to a person before, like your partner or spouse, it's like, it's nerve wracking, right? People need help. They black out. They need steps, right? So that's why I wanted to offer to them.
I love it. And do you find that you book usually their engagement session after the proposal and then go on to shoot their wedding?
Yeah. So actually I would say that like probably over 50% of the people I photograph their proposals, I also get their wedding. Sometimes we don't do that engagement session because the proposal is kind of like an engagement session.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But sometimes I will offer it just in case, because it's just another layer and level of experience with me. So.
Right. Right. So, okay. I'm curious, what was the best surprise proposal you photographed?
Oh yeah. So I would say the best proposal, or the biggest one I've ever photographed, was this guy wanted to do a helicopter tour for his potential fiance, and he rented out a private vineyard.
Wow. Yeah,
I know. And so he took her on this beautiful tour. They came down and they did this huge helicopter tour all around Big Sur and landed here in the valley, in Carmel Valley, in a private vineyard. And they landed, I photographed them landing, they came out to this beautiful, like private vineyard. He proposed, of course she said yes. And then there was other layers of surprises along the proposal. And after photographing them, I introduced myself. And then can you hear me? Okay, great. Sorry. My mom was calling. The other layer of experience that she had that day, or surprise, was a private like picnic setup with this perfect view, with, you know, beautiful like memories of like their time together. And he actually had like this pizza like prepped and mailed in for her. I don't even know. It was just like really beautiful, one of a kind experience. So yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Okay. On the flip side, has anyone ever said no to a proposal?
Yikes. So I think, you know, if they're going to invest in a proposal photographer, they got to be pretty confident in thinking that their person's going to say yes. Right. Yeah. So I haven't had anyone say no to the proposal, but I've had somebody say no to the ring.
Okay. I feel like so many photographers, it's almost the fear of it being awkward if the person says no. But yes, if they are going through the process of booking this, it's a most likely 99% chance that the other person will say yes. So that's good to hear. So why do people keep hiring you for surprise proposals?
Yeah. So I think the reason why I keep getting inquiries for the proposals is because the more that I photograph, the more to some degree systematic I can be in giving these, you know, these couples an experience of like how to get to the proper location if they want an intimate location. Like I scout for them, I give them instructions, I give them tips and tricks on how to propose successfully while you're doing this investment.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that I'm making it very stress-free and organic for them, and they need help in the planning process. Most people do in this realm because they've never done it before, and
yeah. Nervous.
And so with all those, you know, all those steps and, you know, instructions that I give them, it gives them confidence. They feel better about it. And then they always leave testimonials for me. And then I think that's what people see when they on Google. We have like over 50 just in proposals alone. And so people would just keep coming back because what they read, and you know, so.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by ContractEista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. ContractEista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, ContractEista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. And protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
So you prepare your couples. So how do you prepare the guys, the couples for the proposal?
Yeah, so I have different collections built out for people. So here on the Central Coast, Carmel is this little beach town, or there's the valley, or there's Big Sur, right? So there's three general areas that I'll photograph in. And so it's a destination area. So when people come here, they're looking for one of the three experiences, either Carmel by the sea, the coastline of Big Sur, the Redwoods, or they're looking for like the mountain valley vineyard area, right? So the way that I prep them for it is, you know, I let them select what type of experience they want. Do they want to just hire me just to be there and photograph them and they're telling me where to go, right? Yeah. Do they want to have more of a multi-level experience for their partner where, you know, they're hiring me for an hour. I'm giving them, coaching them instructions on where to go, how to do tips and tricks. And do they want like a blanket and champagne to kind of end the time with, right? So that's another collection. And a third collection would be more of a tour. So after we do the proposal, I'm giving them a tour of the area. So they're getting more portrait time, right? So based on what collection they choose,
yeah,
that tells me what I need to give them. So so after they, you know, sign the contract, all the good jazz, they're going to fill out a questionnaire, right? They're going to tell me who this person is, you know, what kind of ring they got them, what kind of experience they want, what type of person they are. Because if you're going to propose on the cliffs, but she's afraid of heights, you need to know that, right? I mean,
yeah. You know,
and so that's, I'm able to then suggest like private locations. Do they want it private? Do they mind it being public? Time of day. And so once I have that information, I can give them a timeline.
Yeah.
Location. And then the tips and tricks that I offer them are quite simple. It's, you know, like how long to stay on your knee for, what to do when you pop up, right? Yeah. And that's something that I definitely, I think everyone needs to know about.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Especially for, and do you like tell the person proposing where, how to face once they get to the location?
Yeah. So I'm very left brain and right brain in this department. Yeah. So I create like actual instructions for them. So if they hire me for scouting, I'll give them like, hey, here's option A, B, or C. They pick B. I let them know at this time of day, she should be standing here. You should be standing here. This is the best view. Like X marks the spot basically. And I'm just prepping them to be in the most ideal situation because I want them to, one, have the best experience, two, have the best outcome for photography because they're investing in it. And three, I want it to be as organic and natural in the first place. So I don't necessarily have to reenact it unless they mess up. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what's been the workflow like for proposals?
Yeah. So the workflow is like, you know, so often they'll email me and just be like, hey, you know, this is happening and I'm hoping you can help me. I'm not from the area. So the very first thing that I offer them is an email back and just like, hey, you know, my name's Amanda and I do about 3 proposals a week. I'm your girl. Right. And I show them like a quick view of what collections I offer, just kind of like, oh, I can offer this or I can offer this. But let's hop on a call to learn more. And then I show them a few galleries because I want them to, you know, I don't want to waste their time. I know that they're trying to do this secretly. And I want them to know that if we're a good fit, let's hop on a call and I can kind of walk you through the process. Yeah. So once I get on that call with me, I'm able to learn about them. And if I could say that over and over again and give everyone that tip of advice, it's like, listen to them. What do they want to have? What kind of experience do they want to give their person?
Yeah.
And then tailor it around that, right? So that's why that conversation is really important. For me, I like to hop on the phone. I think I'm better in person than I am over email. And so I'm able to hear like, oh, you know, like the other day I was just on a call with a guy and he was like, oh yeah, you know, I was going to take her on this hike. And I was like, okay, we could do that. Do you know if she wants to be photographed in gym clothes? And he's like, ooh, good question. I was like, exactly. So she probably wants to be in a dress. Maybe we can talk about, you know, rerouting the story of having you two at the beach before you go to dinner. So she's dressed, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of happens in that regard. And then after that phone call is over, they pick the collection, they pay for it, they do the questionnaire. And then that's when I get to work and I streamline everything for them.
What's your turnaround where for sneak peeks for the couple?
Yeah. So actually this is where I become very strategic in like what I offer, because if they want me to rush and give them sneak peeks, which I absolutely want to anyways, I do want them to pay for that. So in one of my collections, I offer like a 24-hour sneak peek. So the first collection will offer them like, you know, I'm here, I'm photographing it. You know, you'll get all your photos, of course, but when they're ready, they're ready. I still don't make them wait that long because I don't want to do that to them. In the second collection, I do offer it as a 24-hour right away. So with that, I'm able to, you know, come home, I get them really excited about it. And then I offer sneak peeks right after. The other thing I do offer is I have a office here in the Valley, Carmel Valley. If they're coming into town, their destination, they're here for a few days, they just have this really great experience, I'm able to offer them like a next day sneak peek in person. So I'll offer them to come into the office, you know, have some coffee, maybe a mimosa in the morning. It gives me the chance to see them at their most heightened excitement, right? I'm showing them my office, which they're able to build a better bond with me. We are showing them, you know, usually around like 25 images at that point, because I want to really wow them with what I've shot. And then from there, I'm just creating this experience of them to like start talking about the next steps, which is usually the wedding, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So they're coming in and I get to, you know, talk to her a little bit or them a little bit. And I get to, you know, show them like some wedding albums, like, I'm like, oh my goodness. And this is what I do. And so that's how I kind of roll this into the next thing.
And that's like the touch point with the other person who wasn't planning and having that connection with you, the person who was being proposed to now can also have that equal time with you that you had with the person proposing. That's so amazing. So when it comes to like the actual proposal itself, do you actually like hide in the bushes to keep the surprise?
Yeah, I get that question all the time. And I find it to be really funny because it makes me feel like I'm like a paparazzi or something.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So like here, you know, here where I live, it is kind of destination, but even if I was back in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. There's ways that you can be very discreet, but very open about it so they can see you. And for me, my goal for these sessions are to make sure there's no hiccup, make sure, you know, they can see me, they find me, I know who I'm looking for, they know who they are, and that they're in confidence that like, hey, oh, there she is, I know what to do, right? I don't want them looking around for me. I don't want them to think I'm not there. So no, I'm in the wide open space. And, you know, here, like if they do it on the beach or something, like there's plenty of people with cameras and I just walk around with a camera and
yeah,
I'm pretty wide open about it.
So then what lens do you prefer to use for the proposal?
So I am a Canon user. So I photograph with usually two lenses. It's either the 70 to 200, because if they're a little further away from me, I don't want to have to like catch up to them because I want them to still feel that discreetness and I want them to still feel that distance that I'm not following them. So I will use a long lens. It's also a really great time for me to zoom in, zoom out, get plenty of options there. A zoom lens is great. A zoom lens can be like your best friend. And I feel like people are so into primes, but like for situations like this or photographing a family, like with small kids, zoom is amazing. So 70 to 200 is the lens of choice. And then the second lens is a 50.
What, like 1.4, 1.2, what's your favorite?
I have the L series. So I think that's like 1.2, right?
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. When you're there, you're about to photograph, everything's ready. Are you ever nervous that you're going to miss the moment? This is probably the question that everybody's like, this is what's holding me back from all this. Sounds great, but I'm scared I'm going to miss the moment. So for you, are you ever nervous?
You know, I'm really not. I'm more nervous about doing this Facebook Live, honestly. Like, I'm not, because I prepare, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I make sure there's no holes in my system. So they know who I am. I know who they are. We have an exact time. We have a window of time. We have, you know, I know what they're wearing. It's just very, I make sure that there's no hiccups or, you know, area to be confused by. And I have conversations with them. I do touch points. I do check-in calls, and, you know, cause they get really nervous, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm just like, it's okay. Your ring's in your sock. It'll be there when you get there. Like, don't worry. You know? So I'm not really nervous because I'm confident in what I do. And I think that's really important to go into these things being confident, but also realizing that it does take time to prep yourself, to be prepared. And I think in all aspects of photography, you know, we shouldn't just show up and be like, oh, willy nilly, like we should be preparing for this. Right. Yeah. As a professional, or I know in your Facebook group, there's a lot of people who are just learning and wanting to be a part of. And I think it's important to kind of start instilling this in you, where you like, you prepare before a shoot, right? You're getting paid to do it, or you're practicing to get paid, right? So just start doing that. But I will say, I do get butterflies and I do get nervous in that respect, because I'm like, oh my goodness, will she say yes or will they say yes? And of course they always do, except for that one girl who said no to the ring, but honestly, it was an ugly ring. So I was just like, I would say no too. But yeah, I would say that the only other piece of this is it's okay if you miss the shot, right? And the reason why it's okay if you do miss it, and don't be scared to do this, and this is why I think a lot of people said no to this in the beginning, was because they were afraid they'd miss it. They were afraid they wouldn't get the shot. But
the shot being when the person proposing is down on one knee.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's why people were like, oh, no. It's no. You know, and it's like, well, if you prep them, you tell them to stay on their knee long enough, you'll be fine. Yeah. Or two, gosh forbid you mess it up. Gosh forbid. It's not like open heart surgery, guys. Like, you know, you just walk up to them confidently after and you say, oh my gosh, those were so great. You know, they were so organic, but you know, you had your sunglasses on and this and that. And I want to keep the organic photos for you guys, but I want to offer you to have a remake of it without all this stuff on you. And yeah. I also want you to experience it one more time because you waited this long to be proposed to. And guess what? I'm guessing you probably blacked out. So let's do it again. You know,
that's a really good way to phrase it. That's amazing.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Honeybook. Honeybook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. Before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients and Honeybook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you can set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and Honeybook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhittaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhittaker.co/honeybook.
Let's rewind a tiny bit. So you're meeting up with the couple. How do you know who to look for if you've never met the couple before? I know we kind of touched on this, but just to reiterate for those who might be wondering, okay, talked a little bit on, you know, on Zoom, but day of, how do I know who to look for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in my workflow, in that questionnaire, it asks them, text me a photo of the two of you, right? So they're texting me a photo of who they are. They're sending me their Instagram handle so I can look, but I always let them know I don't follow until after. I won't comment. It's just for purely viewing if I can, or send me a few photos. Yeah. And then what I do is we usually do the 24-hour call ahead of time. So, we have one more call and then he'll either send me another photo of like what they're wearing or like, hey, you know, hey babe, let's do a quick selfie, and he'll send it to me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I'm actually pretty ritual in what I wear. So there's a photo of me of they know exactly who to look for. I always wear this hat and a long black jacket and a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they always know what to look for.
Right. Cause I'm sure like the question of, okay, so during the actual consultation, you're working with them. How do you get to the point of them knowing you knowing exactly what they look like? How do you ask those questions? Without like following on social media. I think that's so smart. Do you have any other tips that you would like to end off with?
Yeah. I think some tips would be, you know, sometimes when people are trying to hide this from their person, they probably live with them, right? And they don't know how to do it. So I always ask permission, right? I don't want to be texting them if, you know, their person might be in the room. So I ask their preference. Do you want to do email, text, or phone call, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first tip. The second tip is if they want to text me, then I usually recommend they put me in their phone as a different name, right? Yeah. So for this instance, this past weekend, I did Ian and Catherine, and Ian put me in his phone as Steve from his job. So I'm Steve, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what about for email? What do you do your subject line is? Do you like, or as, do you like kind of like disguise the subject line?
Yeah, I'll do like surprise, .. or I'll do like
the kind of like a promo email or something.
Yeah, I try to make it very discreet, and I mean, chances are no one's snooping through each other's emails, and if they are, they shouldn't be, but
but if it pops up as a notification or something like that, you're still covered.
Yes, we try to make it very, very discreet in everything that we do.
Oh, that is so, Amanda Rose, thank you so much for sharing with us. I know that we've all learned so much from you. So I know you have a freebie for those who want to start out and get into photographing proposals. So why don't you talk to us about it? And for those watching on live or the replay, it's in the description box or in the caption if you're watching on Facebook group. So what is that free download about?
Yeah, so it's actually just about like tips and tricks on how to have a successful proposal. Kind of stuff that I just talked about, but more in depth on how to really break into this market and not to be scared of it, right? The steps you need in order to do it successfully, confidently, and the real nitty gritty tips and tricks and cues that I give them.
I love that. I feel like you've been able to diminish so many like fears or misconceptions about proposals and why some photographers have been holding back, and just being able to be like, no, there, you can go through the process. And this is a way that you can add more revenue to your business with proposals alone, but then also being that touch point for the rest of the wedding journey. So thank you so much. You guys can follow along on Amanda's Instagram and Facebook. It's linked in the description of this YouTube live and in the caption on Facebook. Again, don't forget to grab that freebie. It kind of will be a great component in addition to this live stream. You can always watch on replay. It will be available in the Build and Bloom Facebook group and over on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Amanda Rose, for everything. It was so much fun.
No worries. Thanks for having me. And if anyone has questions, just, you can DM me on Instagram and I respond to everything. So
I hope you enjoy this conversation with Amanda Rose. You can find all of her information in the show notes, the description of this episode. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.